Dedicated episode number 2. I know this has been a long time in the making, and some people have asked me about it. I wanted to record this for a while, but I had a problem about a year ago when I actually was starting to do this podcast. It was all my fault. I was doing DDP yoga, so after I finished a workout, I decided to try the handstand, the headstand, Black Crow. And while I was doing a handstand, I said, "Oh my God, I got it. And then I fell, and not realizing that I had precariously placed my laptop on the edge of a glass table, my foot then went into the laptop, didn't break the glass table. However, the laptop was pretty much ruined. So I was able to take the hard drive out of that laptop and put it into a new shell, basically. But there were also problems with that shell, so soon enough, I was actually replacing that one again. So I let stuff to the side for a bit. I was using my iPad basically to surf the internet without any real know-how of how to use the iPad to record a podcast with the Logitech headset I had at the time, which now just kind of sits around because I have no use for it. Around March, I decided to invest in this new laptop, and it's been a godsend since. If you listen to the Club Kayfabe podcast at all, you probably also heard that I have a new microphone. I have this Blue Yeti, which is fantastic for recording audio. I want to present the best product that I can. So, with that said, I feel like this was a worthwhile investment, and hopefully now we can get to doing these podcasts a bit more often. So without further ado, let's talk a bit about DDP yoga and my 3-year anniversary, or my three-year DDP yoga-versary, which is a term that I coined. So at the end of 3 years, I can look back and I can say that I am in much better shape than I was 3 years ago. This is by no means the end. This isn't something where I'm crossing a finish line, something that consistently will be involved in the rest of my life. And with that said, it also seems to evolve as time goes on. Within the first year, it was mostly about losing weight, feeling a lot better about myself. And when the weight started coming off, I certainly did start feeling a lot better. I gained a lot more confidence. I had left a relationship which wasn't really serving me at that point anymore, and I felt that my life had improved overall, but not to the point where I wanted it. Yeah, I basically had to start from the beginning. I had to work my way back up. With this third year, it seems like every year around that May 28th, which is the exact day, somewhere around there, something drastic happens in my life. Something seems to change, usually for the better at this point. So this year, it was kind of interesting. A lot of it was debt-based, so I ended up paying off a lot of debt that I had accrued in what I consider my previous life, I guess you could say, where I didn't really know what I was doing. And thankfully, I was able to move on from a lot of that, and now I'm starting to move on with my life now. It only took 3 years for that to happen. So, after 3 years, I'm down to very minimal debt. I've raised my credit score dramatically. I've changed all that around. But the change that kind of came out of left field, there's two. One is a change in my level of spirituality, which has, you know, it's slowly been coming to a head, and now it seems to be at the old apex of what I've seen so far for me. And I do consider myself a Christian. I do I do go to a church, which is something I was against for a long time because I feel a lot of the people in those churches are very fake. I've been looking for a community for a while of people who are like-minded, and it's interesting how fitness and nutrition and health and spirituality even don't really necessarily correlate to religion, because I'm not a religious person. I'm a faithful person. I'm a spiritual person. And religion is dogma. To me, it's kind of dead. So the fact that I'm going to a church in general is very different for me. And the other change, let's go back to the other side of the spectrum. I have gone completely vegan, which is something I really never thought that I would see myself doing. I was always using animal proteins, especially bison and grass-fed beef. I had omitted the dairy, the cow dairy, a long time ago. Actually, when I first started DDP yoga, the first three things I was told were to take out the gluten, the dairy, cow dairy specifically, and stop eating so much processed food, move to less processed food. So a lot of that made sense, but I was still into the idea of eating meat, because where else was I going to get my protein, brah? So with that said, I still ate meat, but I considered myself this conscious carnivore, where I would eat meat that was grass-fed, humanely treated, and make sure that meat had the best life possible. But when you really think about it, that's kind of a silly thought to have, because, I mean, at the end of an animal's life, there's no humane way to slit its throat. There's no way to smile and have the animal go, oh, thank you so much, and just, you know, slit their throat and cut them up and serve them to people and you know, ship them across the country. The product is so dead. It's just dead. It's death, you know? And so it wasn't, for me, it wasn't an animal. It wasn't a conscious and ethical decision for omitting animal protein. Like, it wasn't about the thought of what about the animals, because I really wasn't in touch with that so much. But over the last few weeks, it really has become more about that. At first, it was more nutritional, where I said, you know, I can get so much protein from these plant sources. Why am I, you know, and why am I eating something that eats this other thing in order to get the nutrients from the first thing? Why don't I just go straight to the source? So I started reading up, and I started watching some documentaries, most specifically Forks Over Knives, which also has a separate video on Facebook, a separate documentary full of interviews they actually cut because there were just so much. So they released them as a separate feature. It's another hour or so. And, excuse me, burps. So I realized my biggest problem was the digestion of meat. I could feel it while I was running, or when I was, you know, when I was trying to work out after I ate. The biggest problem for me was that feeling of meat digestion, just how much energy that actually sucks out of you. And unfortunately, we really don't realize it. When I was way back in the start of this whole thing, when I was eating a lot of processed garbage, and I was always tired and I was always sleepy and didn't realize that I was not getting any of the nutrients I needed. But while it had improved by eating, you know, mostly plants and a lot of whole foods, but I was still incorporating meat into that equation, and I felt a lot better. But I felt sometimes I had to calorie restrict, especially over the last year. I've been calorie restricting, trying to lose weight and not living in abundance of just eating and feeling good. It was all about the calorie restriction. And I realize now, this, and I've been doing this for about 2 weeks, and I want to keep going forward with it. The first week, I felt my energy was really dipping, but I think it was my body getting used to it, because this week, I've been like a firecracker. So, I find it kind of interesting. It was just like, you know, when I would work out after, and I had eaten meat, I just didn't feel, You know, I felt lazy because the digestion takes so much energy. I feel like now I feel a lot lighter already, and I feel like I can eat more. And I've still been keeping track on the MyFitnessPal app of what exactly I've been eating in a day and looking at the difference. And the calorie difference is tremendous. I'm probably eating almost 1,000 more calories in a day, and my weight is either remaining the same or dipping. It's kind of, it's going downward, but it's slow. It's a very slow decline, and I'm okay with that. I'm very happy with that. I'm happy with the fact that I can look at myself and not feel like I felt 3 years ago now, where I didn't even want to look at myself. You know, I'm proud that I have muscle with definition and tone, and I'm glad that I'm learning these things as I go along, and I'm glad that as far as I come along, it feels like my understanding of nutrition, or my understanding of what is the best nutrition for me, keeps evolving. So I just want to share that with you guys. You know, I don't want to get too deep into anything of why you shouldn't do this or why you shouldn't do that today. I mean, I'll have future podcasts where I'll talk about dairy, I'll talk about gluten, I'll talk about different things involving the meat production, and, you know, just more as I delve into this. But for right now, I just wanted to touch base. I wanted to say this podcast is still going to continue, and I've been having a lot more free time, and I will have more free time coming up very soon. So hopefully this is something that remains at the forefront, because I think we can do a lot with this podcast. Sometimes I want to have some guests on. I would like to talk to other people who maybe either disagree or have some other method that's worked for them, and, you know, really just share ideas and cultivate something unique here. Still going to talk about all those other things that I had mentioned on the first episode, but right now I think I really want to talk about health and fitness because it's become something that's so near and dear to my heart. This isn't about me now saying, not only am I straight edge, now I'm vegan, I'm twice better than you. That's not what it's about. It's about pushing your limits and challenging yourself and challenging the ideas that society has basically ingrained into our skulls. And then, you know, if you look at most of these people online who talk about health and fitness, they always talk about, oh, you need protein, bro, you need fats, bro, you need to make gains, bro. When you basically tip the system on its head and realize they're kind of bullshitting you, or they're just telling you what they've been taught, and they're not really looking into studies and showing what a plant-based diet can actually do for people. I just find that a lot of these people are just full of absolute trash. Most of their advice is absolute garbage. And I want to talk to the people who really want to know how to make your body work better and how to feel better, because I know a lot of people who have a lot of pain, a lot of issues like that. I know people who just want to lose weight. And all around, I want to be here to help those people, because I want to be able to talk to the people who, when I was in that position, I wish someone would have talked to me. And hopefully this will help some of you. And I really appreciate it. If you want to respond to me at all, you can respond on the Dedicated page on Facebook. You can talk about future show ideas. You could talk about any sort of health advice you may like, you may seek. For those who don't know, I work in an organic market, and I really, really have seemed to kind of pick up knowledge as I went along, and I basically spend a lot of my time watching informational documentaries about health and nutrition, and reading books and studying, and just kind of, I'm looking outside of what majority of people tend to look at, or majority of people tend to talk about online. I was watching some YouTube videos earlier, and I find it hilarious. A lot of these people who talk about their gains or their protein powder, their shilling, you know, it's all an act, and they don't want you to be healthy. They want you to buy their stupid protein powder, and they want you to buy their stupid brick protein bar, and they just want you to go, yeah, I want to get swole like you one day, Meanwhile, they're just filling their product with all sorts of fillers and bullcrap. So, let's think outside the box. Let's make this a fun show. This is going to be not so much a weekly or even bi-weekly show at this point. It's just going to be when I have the time to do it. And like I said, I'm hoping to do that a lot more. And maybe it'll transition into being a video show eventually. Who knows? There's so much that we could do with this. And I hope you guys enjoy this. I hope everybody makes some sort of a comment, makes some sort of an observation. And I can't wait to hear back from you guys. Have a good one, everybody. I'll catch you next time. Peace.